This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's...
You're a cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of here. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
You didn't know where it was, but you told me that it was going to take me an hour to get there.
No, because you said it's west, and I MapQuested it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I MapQuested it yesterday.
MapQuested it?
Or
why am I ridiculed for my age?
Right.
Well, maybe somebody who plays the lottery every day, plays their numbers every day, is MapQuested.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I did tell Wiggy what the Ides of March was, though, on Monday's broadcast. Do you remember?
What's your favorite salad?
Oh, Caesar? Oh, something about killing your brother or something like that, or stabbing your brother in the back?
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
I can't play the lottery if I'm in another state. Like, we're in Florida.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to play it. It won't allow me to do that.
You poor thing. No porn and no ability to play Jack Pocket.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Go put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
I like more smutty novels, really.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, smut. Right.
It's a really popular thing in the female reading community right now.
Smut
it's
is
It's all
very
over
hot.
TikTok.
How would you know?
Because, like, I'm in book talk because I love to read.
Oh,
but it's just,
God.
Like, adjacent to that.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time. Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
Good morning from Washington Mountain in central Massachusetts and a snow show on an inclement morning.
Wow.
But you're here. Good morning. Yes. Hello. Thank you. Guys, thanks for being here. Kind of miserable out there, Curtis. Is it gonna change over to snow?
No snow, sadly, Courtney.
Can we hit the slopes later?
Sure can. Okay, got some fresh powder they've been spraying up top.
Okay,
so
good.
Looking good.
All right.
Would it kill them around here to put up some lights?
Wow.
Like driving from the hotel.
Not a shot at Central Mass.
I'm worried about your guys.
Sorry, it's not Newbury Street.
No. I'm just saying I'm worried about their safety. I was talking to Curtis before. I almost veered off the road like 10 times.
Well, yeah. I mean, they don't have a light every 5 miles.
Once you get closer to the mountain, but when we were driving from the hotel, even on the highway, it was like I couldn't see anything.
Well, it's the countryside, Courtney.
I mean, it's really the country.
What, Curtis?
You know those pictures at night of the world, and you see North Korea is the only place without lights? That's what I felt like this morning driving.
Yeah, we had a great night here last night. I want to thank everybody who came out last night, hung out with us here at the Copper Top Lounge, watched some basketball, and then went to a great dinner at the Barn.
Okay, even better than we could have imagined. When I tell you that grilled cheese that I was talking about on the show yesterday was the best grilled cheese I've ever had, dipped in a tomato bisque, 10 out of 10. It was so, so good.
Good job, Courtney. People showed up just for the grilled cheese because you talked about it.
Yeah, so and then they loved it too. So, mm-hmm.
Coach and I had the French onion soup sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Really good.
Did you order it, hold the onion?
Which was delicious.
Yeah, it was really good. You got yours with soup, right?
Well, it comes with soup, and you didn't get yours with soup, which is weird because that's what it's there to dip.
Well, yeah, I would dip a French onion soup sandwich in more of like a French onion type of dip, or what they call au jus dip. Is that what it's called?
Rather than a tomato bisque.
I like tomato bisque, but I'm more with Courtney. I'm dipping grilled cheese in there than a French onion.
I think really the tomato bisque is the number one go-to dipping soup for sandwiches.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's not really any other... I mean, it would make it a French dip if you did it your way.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Either way, it was good. I got a side of coleslaw with it, so it was good.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody there at the Barn last night.
We had a great waitress, Christina.
Yes, she was great.
Awesome.
Everybody, great time last night, and great. We stayed at a great hotel out here, although I feel like the hotel snob.
I loved it. It was beautiful. I think it was great. I love it very much. I have no complaints.
The accommodations were not good enough for somebody. I don't know.
I'm looking forward to meeting that person.
All right.
I will say best night's sleep I've had in a hotel in quite some time.
Really?
Great pillows.
Wow.
Like good support. No, I'm not. I'm being honest. I slept really well.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to here from Wachusett Mountain, and I feel confident that the rain is going to end.
Yeah.
And those of you that are heading out here to get up on the mountain and ski or board will have the chance to do that at some point today.
Is that rain or is it Pags crying still?
I don't know. We've got to get into all of that, and I'm really excited because we'll get the chance to talk to Wick Grosbeck at 8:20 on this morning's show.
Big pockets for him this morning.
Certainly, that news broke yesterday at the very end of our show, and Celtics have a buyer. And so then there was an awful lot of interesting back and forth between Steve Pagliuca, a current partner in the Celtics organization, who I guess it seems like is frustrated that he was not given the opportunity to buy the basketball team.
Wow.
So,
and a lot of consternation. The Celtics fan base is restless. I was listening last night.
Really?
That the private equity guy doesn't have a ton of money. There's a lot of people. There's the New York Post story that Ken sent us where...
He has $7 billion. That's not enough.
Well, it matches the total cost of the team.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's not fronting the whole load of it, right. But there were people also concerned about the lack of a footprint. Like, usually with the people that are at this level that are competing to purchase organizations, all kind of in the similar circles, right? and there were several people. I've never heard of him. I don't know anything about him.
Yeah.
But there was some feeling that this was going to be an investment in terms of turning it around, as opposed to Jeff Bezos buying it so he had a fun toy, or Steve Ballmer buying it.
Yeah, but this guy's a local guy. So, right. Like Wiggy said yesterday, I don't think we're going to see a big change when it comes to the Celtics organization. Like, I think that this guy loves the Celtics. His whole Beal is, you know, lifelong C's fan. So if you're talking about a guy that wants to keep things intact, I think we got him.
And I think I heard him talking about it on social media, though. I forget where he was on who he was doing an interview with, and he said he just wants to continue to build off the success that Wick and the previous ownership group was able to build, and he's been a fan.
What's he going to say?
Right.
What is anybody who is buying that team going to say?
Yeah, that's what they're going to say. You don't get into buying a team for $6 billion with just the intent of like, all right, I'm going to just completely tear it down because I want to save some money. Like, you're going into it with the mindset of like, I'm buying a major asset that's going to make me money.
This same argument happened when John Henry bought the Red Sox. And so, John Henry was a private equity guy, like Billy Chisholm is a private equity guy. And I think, you know, maybe not the last 4 years or 5 years or so, but that John Henry bought the Red Sox and then delivered two World Series almost right away.
But
so
the big difference is John Henry had the Fenway Park, which he owned, and was able to totally revolutionize the park in a way that maximized the financial capacity of owning it, with all the new luxury seats, the EMC deck, the monster seats, everything. Getting rid of the 406 Club, where you're seated inside at Fenway Park. And that was something that enabled him to make a ton of money off Nesson and the team. Whereas I think today there's concern that you've hit your ceiling in terms of everything's going to get more and more expensive in terms of Jalen and Jason. You don't have your own building, and you're investing at the top. And I think this is far less to do with the Celtics. This was an investment for the National Basketball Association.
Yeah.
And when anybody says, why would the Mavericks do a favor of the Lakers? Well, why would Wick sell to this group instead of someone else? It's because the league wants it to get to over $6 billion so that every other franchise increases in value, even if this ownership group wouldn't have the same passion as another ownership group.
Yeah, and we will, I don't know how much Wick will or won't say when he's on with us at 8:20 this morning, but we can certainly ask him if this was the highest bid on the basketball team. Do you think it wasn't?
I think it probably was.
Yeah. So, it is interesting to me that you have a guy who you really don't know anything about, and Curtis, as you brought up, there are those who are already upset about it and worried about it before day one.
And it is identical to the Red Sox, because playing the role of O'Connell, was it O'Connell? Joe O'Donnell wanted to buy the Red Sox.
Yes.
There was an immediate backlash against the league the way Pags had yesterday. So similar in that regard.
Yeah, the Steve Pagliuca thing is weird to me. And it's like, you know, they didn't want you to – you were not the guy that they wanted to own the basketball team.
They can sell it to whoever they want.
And I'm thrilled that Rob Hill is a part of this group.
And Rob Hill, our guy Rob Hill, who Curtis always calls one of the most generous people in the region, is a part of this group. And certainly that, I think, shows you that they – at least some of those people that were involved in that organization – like this guy as a potential owner. So, what do you think the likelihood is that they end up being able to get a new building? I mean, we've talked about this 10 times.
But what was shocking about Rob Hale, because we were with him not even two weeks ago at Saving by Shaving, and I asked him about the new arena, and he's like, yeah, you'd really have to thread the needle, something to the effect of.
Right. Yeah, I don't think it's happening.
But I think that was Boston when you asked him about Boston. I ultimately think there's no way this guy's or anybody spending $6 billion. And I know the lease runs through 2036, the Celtics lease. But
well, you can get out of it.
Yeah, that's what I know that. But there's no way he's spending that type of money knowing that he's not going to get a return on his investment without being able to foresee there being an arena built somewhere.
That is just –
because that's just stupid.
I would disagree with you. I don't –
So you think it's a smart business move to buy a place where you're going to lose money?
Was it a smart business move for Wick?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a small bid, but the team was a lot cheaper back then.
Well, that's based on
time,
and money.
Okay,
They paid $360 million for the Celtics without owning the building.
How much does he make?
And they just let me finish my sentence. And they turned around and sold it for $6 billion.
Right, but how much does he make annually now?
That's an extraordinary return on investment
off the team. How much does he make annually?
Who
was Wick making? Was his profit?
I have no idea what
my point is that there's no way.
Why are you yelling?
Because I'm trying to explain it to you. I'm not yelling. I'm just passionate.
Why
about
is he
my
yelling?
Point.
I'm so happy.
Am I yelling? You sound like my wife now. Why am I yelling? I guess this is how we talk from East Boston.
The Italian.
But my point is that I ultimately think that this guy is too smart of a businessman to know that, okay, the only way I'm going to get a return off of this investment is I have to wait 15, 20 years before I sell.
I get what you're saying.
That's what people do. That's what they do when they invest in these franchises.
And I get what Wick is saying, but if people are already saying he's not rich enough to own this team, you think he's rich enough to buy an arena? To build an arena?
Well, I mean, he's going to have, obviously, he's got enough money where he can get loans
for. Yeah, but when we were talking about the new arena, we were talking about Bezos money. And we were saying, well, he can say to any city, hey, here you go. Here's whatever you want. Name the price.
Well, look at the Golden State owner. He did the same thing with the Golden State Warriors. When he moved them out of Oakland and moved them to San Francisco to build that new arena because he knew he needed to make money because you think about all the concerts, the investments, just the fact that you're not having to pay, you know, you're not having to lease out a building to somebody else. So that's kind of what owners now trying to do. And I think he would ultimately say, well, where can we build an arena? If he's from around here, it might not be in the city of Boston.
This is your argument. And yesterday, it was driving me nuts after the show was over because you are okay with the Boston Celtics having a brand new arena in your desired destination.
No, I don't care where it is.
You said yesterday you wanted it in Revere.
It could be Revere, Everett. It doesn't matter to me. It could be a Natick, Canton. I don't care where it is.
Natick Canton?
Canton's had enough lately.
You wanted it on the site of Kelly's Roast Beef.
Yeah, it could be anywhere.
I don't want it in Revere.
What if it was next to the windmill?
I don't want it. I don't think the Boston Celtics should be playing in Revere.
I don't care where they play, but if I own the team, I would build it anywhere.
Right.
I understand what you're saying, Greg, about $300 million into $6 billion and they didn't have the arena. The entry point, the NBA just renegotiated a TV deal that I think extends 10 more years. So at best, in the next 15, you'll get one more kick up in terms of TV revenue because it'll go up because everything goes up. But other than that, with absent an arena, the salaries are only going to escalate. And so, yeah, I'm not worried about it. I'm not going to have a bake sale for Chisholm. Like, I'm sure he'll be just fine.
Yeah.
But I would have preferred a guy that had a little bit more cachish. Like, that was like, this was like funny money to them. Because if it's real money and you're legitimately invested in it, then you look to trim as opposed to build. Because
you're going to you're gonna get a billion-dollar player not too long in the NBA.
Yep. James.
Yeah. Did James have fun out here?
Oh, he loved it. He loves the pools. He's a big fan of Princeton, Mass.
Yeah, he likes it.
Yeah, he likes the Ivies.
Yeah, all right, good. Well, we have a lot to get to and a lot of questions for Wick Grosbeck, who will remain on for the next 3 years as the CEO and the governor of the Boston Celtics when he joins us at 8:20 on this morning's show. But before that, we will get to our leads in about 10 minutes, and then they said it coming up after today's leads, and Wiggy mentioned it, but we will talk about what the next owner of the Boston Celtics said yesterday he would be willing to spend when it comes to players. So we will get to that when we get to They Said It a little bit later on this morning. I think we're doing guest leads, so hopefully you guys brought some guest leads with you this morning. We'll do those at around 7:30, and we will get to Courtney in today's news at about 7:45. This is there was a guy on the phone, Tony, who disappeared. He said they don't have streetlights out here because they drive with their eyes closed.
Oh, so that makes sense.
Might be the best way.
I was wondering if it was like the turtles, you
know? Might be the best way for you to
Have lights for the turtles,
home.
But we're not near an ocean, so that would make sense.
All right, it's Wachusett Mountain where we are this morning, a snow show, and here is Courtney to start us off with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins fall to the Golden Knights out west. 5-1 was the final. Morgan Geekie had the goal in this one, while Jeremy Swayman had 27 saves in the loss. The Red Sox fell to the Twins 2-1. Tonight, they have the Pirates at JetBlue. First pitch at 6:05. You can listen to that matchup right here on WEEI. And across the Shaw's, the Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. The Celtics have the Jazz tonight in Utah. Tip is at 9:30. Jaylen Brown and Xavier Tillman are both listed as out for this one. I'm starting to worry a bit about Jaylen Brown. Now that's two in a row for him. It's the knee. His right knee has an issue. That worries me a little bit when we head towards this part of the season. First day of the first round of March Madness, and we got our first big upset as 5-seed Clemson falls to 12-seed McNeese State. Final score of that one, 69-67. With that win, only 1.4 million perfect brackets remain out of the 24 million made.
I think I'm going to ride with McNeese State only because of Amir Khan.
Oh, what a legend.
And his NIL deal. And I don't know how much a guy like that gets. I mean, if you're the manager of a college basketball team and you get an NIL deal, is it like free Jersey Mike subs, or is it actual cash?
As someone that was the manager of BC basketball,
okay,
I could tell you in my sophomore year I got 200 Eagle Bucks.
Wow.
Oh wow.
Nice.
That's good.
No, this guy I think is making bank. His social media presence.
Yeah, no, he has a great social media presence. I don't think he's making bank.
He has three different NIL deals.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, but how much though?
They all combined to be nil.
I mean, really, how much do you think they are, Sean?
I mean, even if he's getting free Buffalo Wild Wings for a year, that's worth it, right?
I agree with you.
That's probably about what, $500 for the year, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Pretty good. Depends on how many wings he can eat.
Yeah,
well. You know what I mean, Coach?
Yeah. He does.
More games today. After Yale lost to Texas A&M yesterday, we get the rest of the New England teams in action tonight. UConn taking on Oklahoma at 9:25. Bryant taking on Michigan State at 10, and the Lady Stags from Fairfield also in action, taking on Kansas State today at 2:30. You can listen to all the action starting at noon today on EEI AM. And when it comes to Hockey East, a hell of a game out of Maine, who defeated Ken Laird's Northeastern Huskies in double OT of the semis. They'll face off with UConn for the championship. Puck drop is at 7:30. You can listen to that one on the Odyssey app. Cooper Boardman and Jimmy Connolly are on the call.
And Ken Laird is here. Can we have a round of applause for
Ken? What's up, Ken?
Boss man.
The travel agent. I often call him the travel agent.
Yeah, the new one, barista.
Oh, the barista, yep. Yeah. Well, you did get me coffee this morning. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate that. So we got the barista, the bland manager, the travel agent. He's here with us.
And the worst guy, because Northeastern beat BC in the meaningless hockey tournament.
Oh, I know.
And he's like, ha, ha, Huskies in the text thread. BC's still the number one overall seed. Yep. Northeastern, they only have one sport and they suck at it.
He was gloating this morning to me. I said, let's see when it actually matters.
Yeah. Yes. See you later.
Anyways, that's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All righty. 43 degrees, rainy in Boston. Afternoon high 47. Going to be nice tomorrow, though, in the 50s.
All right. Friday morning at Wachusett Mountain, and it is a snow show. We will be back with our leads next.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm joined by
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final snow show of snow show season, and I'm hoping that Curtis can somehow turn this rain into snow by the end of this morning.
I'm working on it. I did water into wine.
If you could, it would be great. I mean, I know that's not your main responsibility,
no.
the weather part of this, but...
Man is doing enough damage to the universe right now. Can we not?
Yeah. But great to see everybody. Thanks for coming out this morning. Glad to be here. I will tell you, if you're on your way, we're giving away some lift tickets so you can ski or board all the way up until whenever things shut down here. And when you get here, as long as you're willing to download the Odyssey app, we will do a little trade app download for lift tickets. So,
and if you want to, if you have any issues with the app, Ken is here. He made it.
Yes. So I think Ken still seems to be mourning his bracket busting last night, along with a lot of people, I would assume, last night.
Yeah, I have to say, though, I used to love college basketball, and obviously I was was a manager of a team. I loved it. Biggest Loser in Boston. I made the best Powerade.
Hard flex.
Powerade. I used to make Yuka Agbai's Powerade. He only let me make it.
All right.
I don't watch any college basketball during the year.
Yeah.
It's the most depressing Sunday of the year when CBS instead of football has like an obscure Big Ten game. but I get sucked in right away. Like I was the Kansas Arkansas game last night was spectacular, and now you have Patino Calipari tomorrow in Providence, which does college better than anybody. Like Providence is the best college town in New England by far in terms of sports.
Yeah,
because the dunk's awesome. Everything's nearby. You got Federal Hill. It's such an easy, walkable city, and it's just taken over by college sports. It is so fun, so I'm thrilled for them.
And those two coaches tied to college basketball with their resumes, it's like, you know. It's,
best of the best.
Yeah, it's
and they hate each other, so it's good drama.
Yeah, it is good for the sport.
Paisan on paisan.
And you love the drama.
I mean, that's what it is. That's why I'll tune in.
You love the drama. So, I don't know. Is that one of those things where they ought to just do it? When they have the regions, they ought to just do it in Providence every year.
It would be, it's great. And you have the way that they redid the brackets a while ago, where it used to be like if you were in the West bracket, all of your games were in the West.
Yeah.
Whereas now they're like, because games weren't selling out as well. Like, so let's have the teams, the higher seeded teams play closer to home, no matter where they're playing in region wise. And that's how you get this type of matchup in Boston or in Providence with those teams. Next time, if it's there next year, we should do a road show this morning in between games 1 and 2.
Oh, we should.
In Providence. It'll be a blast.
Good morning and hello to everybody listening in Providence, and we thank you for that, whether it's on the radio or on the Odyssey app or you're streaming us at weei.com. Shime, your bracket is done. Are you busted?
No, I mean, I'm not busted. I missed on a – I'm not going to have a perfect bracket, but my bracket's still pretty good.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Currently still pretty good.
Yep.
All right.
I mean, I think that Shime, no matter what, will have a good bracket. He'll bankroll it.
It'll be a mock bracket five.
Nope. That was bracket 2.0.
Yeah. Nope.
Are you suggesting
just one bracket? It's a one and done type deal.
It's not so much that it's Shime; it's that gamblers and fishermen share a problem with the truth.
Yeah. So you think Shime is less than honest from time to time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. I only care about my Final Four: Tennessee,
all right,
St. John's, Michigan State, and Duke. That's it.
All right.
Wow.
All
right.
Izzo factor.
Costos nailed Gonzaga.
Yeah, they blew doors on Georgia.
On the show.
Yeah, he said that matchup would be because Gonzaga would play. He said they would play somebody, one of those brackets, maybe Houston. I think they're in Houston's bracket.
They are.
He said that could be the upset where they can upset a Houston team.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to this morning from Wachusett Mountain, including our leads coming up in a little bit, and then we will get to They Said It. quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. And hello and good morning to those that are watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube. This show on Twitch is presented every single day by Springer's Jewelers. There are three locations you can visit, one in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, the others in Maine, one in Portland, and one in Bath, and just visit springersjewelers.com to learn more. Shime, let's get to the leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
Ball is tipped, and there you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooting star. And all the years, no one knows just how hard you worked. But now it shows. In one shining moment, it's all on the line.
Well, in one shining. That I know the artist.
Come on, man.
Wiggy knows it.
That's Luther.
Luther Vandross.
Great documentary I just watched on him the other day.
Yeah, that's on CNN or something.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to watch that. But, of course, there is one shining moment coming sooner than later when it comes to the tournament. So,
and Jim Nance will give someone a tie.
Great choice this morning, Shime. And leads are brought to you by Subaru. There's a lot to love about the trusted 2025 Subaru Forester. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. You're up first, Shime.
Thanks, Greg. Your Bruins got another loss last night. Chalked that one up. But they may not be worth watching right now, but there is one thing in the NHL that I think we haven't talked about a ton on this show, but I think needs to have more eyes, and that's Alexander Ovechkin's pursuit of Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record. He now has 888 goals. He scored again last night. He is seven away from breaking the record, six from tying Wayne Gretzky, a feat I never thought possible. Like, I don't think anybody ever predicted that anybody would come close to this Wayne Gretzky number. Like, nobody's ever going to touch Gretzky in terms of points, but the fact anybody is even contending him in goals is crazy, especially in the way the NHL has played now compared to how it was back then. And so it is just so impressive what Alex Ovechkin has done, his durability over his really long career. He has the Stanley Cup. Like, he is a first ballot Hall of Famer. I'm so excited to watch him try and pursue this record and even try and get it this season.
Well, the durability is really the key, because, like, you look back at somebody like Mario Lemieux,
right?
Who
I call him Super Mario.
If not for the cancer and injury stuff, a lot of people thought like he would have a shot at it. But it's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, Wayne will remain the GOAT, right?
Well, not necessarily, because there are a lot of people that will make an argument that Lemieux was a better player, that Lemieux was actually the GOAT. And I'm not one of them, but there are people out there, hockey fans, that believe that when the two played in the league together, they would say that Lemieux is the GOAT.
I think certainly not Alex Ovechkin. Like,
No.
He's not. That nothing changes when it comes to GOAT status.
Yeah. I mean, I think Gretzky's the GOAT, and like Shime's right. If you look at the points, it's like ridiculous how many points. That's why I'm so impressed with a guy like Bobby Orr. If you look at his points for a defenseman, and you're like, wow, this guy's like in the top 10 in points in you know, NHL history as a defenseman. So it's impressive.
All right, Shime, great lead. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Thank you. If Ovechkin played football, ESPN would already say he's the GOAT. So yesterday I had the privilege of going up the road to Fernside, where I was, to my rehab almost 9 years ago. And it was, I spoke with some patients, and it was the saying of, you don't know how far you've come until you know where you were. And I got out of there and drove, it was like 2 miles down here to Wachusett Mountain, and I'm getting out of my car, I'm talking to people who are shaking my hand, taking pictures about the show that we put together every day. And I just am so beyond grateful. Like, you get forgotten, you forget about things, you know, you allow yourself to just get past difficult periods of your life. But the most difficult part of speaking with people yesterday was that it's not so much the substance abuse. They're fighting family to understand them and what they're going through more so than the fear of using again. And it's like, that sucks. Like, that they have a problem. And instead of people, like, if you have cancer, you get treated. And I understand, I'm not comparing, you know, apples to apples. But if you have a problem, you seek a resolution and your family encourages you to do that. Whereas these people are alone for a month, choosing to change their life, and they're most afraid of leaving and talking to the people who are supposed to love them the most. And so there was a couple young guys there about this generation, and I just am, I'm just so grateful for the opportunity I have for what we've built, and I'm just, I'm so saddened that so many people struggle with something and they have the inability to have a team fighting it as opposed to being judged. And so just whatever you can do, you know, I don't try to talk about this too much, but whatever you can do to assist people in your life that are suffering an addiction, because it is suffering. Nobody wakes up at 3 a.m. wanting to use or drink. Do whatever you can to help them, and just try your best to listen instead of speak and comment on what people are enduring. So very grateful for this show, the audience, the people last night. This is unbelievable. Last night was even crazy. Like, I got here, I didn't even know what to expect. It was like 6:40 last night, and it was like standing room only.
Yeah.
And I think what people, what resonates with this show is that people, they connected to us over COVID when they didn't have many connections, and it's just grown since then. So grateful for the audience and for you.
Well, that deserves a round of applause.
Yeah. Good job, Curtis.
And it's such a testament to you, too, because you walking for, or driving from there, coming in here, the first thing I heard somebody say to you was, you know, such an honor to meet you. You know, I'm sober, you're sober. Like, you touch people and you don't even realize. So that's the best part for you.
Yeah. Some of the patients did ask that you stop talking about Bill Belichick when you're.
It was about 45 minutes into. He's like, why are you still talking about Malcolm Butler?
Yes. Did they name a room after you or anything?
Yeah, the bathroom.
All right. Okay. All right. Excellent. All right. Great lead, Curtis. Excellent lead. We are at Wachusett Mountain. It's a snow show. We got to take a quick break, but we will be back with a lead from Courtney and a lead from Wiggy and a lead from me next. Well, if anybody has a chance of stopping it or turning it to snow this morning here at Wachusett Mountain, it's our own meteorologist, our own weather smoke, Chris Curtis. But it's not looking good right now. All rain out there, Curtis, but maybe a little snow later.
And this fireplace is not helping with the snow.
I'm thinking about a lead. One of your fellow weather smokes in our city is being dragged.
Oh.
And I kind of want to know where you stand on it, so I may do that as my lead coming up.
Don't say
up,
it's so. Ken's Sheary.
No, it's okay, not. It's not Sheary Spear. No.
I thought Ken was watching us on Twitch. It was Fox 25.
She is a legend.
Good audience on Twitter. A great audience on YouTube this morning.
Yeah.
So hello and thank you. Thanks for watching. You can watch this show, listen to the show, however you do it. We are very thankful for that. We're thankful for everybody who came out here at Wachusett Mountain last night. And then we had a great dinner at the barn afterwards. And they're the couple who own that. Are everyday listeners and great people, and it was just a great spot to go last.
And I love seeing the people that either call in or on Twitch or YouTube all the time. Like Lady Jade was here yesterday. Conspiracy in YouTube that Lady Jade and I are the same person.
Really?
We are not. Wow. We are separate people. Oh, yeah. Penn took a photo of us last night.
Meaning like you have a burner.
Yes.
You probably do.
I
have
don't.
Several burners in Twitch.
No,
you're like
YouTube,
the Kevin Durant.
A burner handle. I guarantee you.
I don't.
Santo probably has a burner handle.
No, I think he has his normal name. He just never gets into the.
It's not Santo.
Sweater Cape 22. But YouTube, I go under my own name. But it was also Angry Principal Dave was here.
Oh, yeah.
Gave you a very good gift.
Angry Principal Dave was here last night.
Yeah. Well, a new low for Dave. He's got this guy that he pays to be his sidekick. And I'm like walking in and I'm just talking to people. And this guy's like legitimately grabbing my shoulder.
Yeah.
He's like, Curtis, I'm his sidekick. Gaff. I need you to get to Dave. I'm like, hey, don't touch me.
He's homeboy.
Wait, does he pay him? Like, actually?
Oh, absolutely!
Really?
It's like the protester.
Yeah. So he has like his. It's his guy. Like,
yeah. I think it's the gym teacher.
Right. The gym teacher.
Dave wearing his lanyard in and then saying, "Shoot, I forgot to take it off." Was a bit much.
What, his school lanyard?
Yeah, his school lanyard.
Oh, he wants to be identified as Angry Principal Dave.
He stands up in front of here. No joke. If you missed it, I'm very jealous. If you did. And he says, he's like, Curtis and I are friends. I was like,
wow, I'm sure he's furious.
Is that true? That's what he did, correct?
Yes, he did. I didn't bring it in. I left it in the car. But he somehow was able to, we talked about it facetiously on the show yesterday, somehow was able to get the Gregory Hill Road sign from here in, is it Princeton or is it Westminster? You guys would know. It's Princeton. So he presented the sign last night. So
very cool.
That was pretty dope.
Yeah. That is awesome. That was a great moment.
I feel like it's a setup because I have it in my car.
Right.
And then when I leave and cross the town limits, right, you know, there's going to be that one cruiser is going to be waiting there. Probably, okay. I would say.
You got a guy.
Yeah, I'm sure he's leaving Hill Notes right now as we speak.
Yep.
And we are going to play your Hill Notes back at about 9:20 on today's show. We are going to talk to Wick Grosbeck, the current governor of the Boston Celtics, at 8:20 this morning, and I am really looking forward to talking to Wick and seeing what Wick has to say after an awful lot of back and forth yesterday and so far this morning on the transition when it comes to owners of the Boston Celtics. But we have leads left. Courtney, good morning.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Thanks so much for coming out. But Michigan football's in the news again, and it's not for a good reason. I don't know what's going on when it comes to their assistant coaches, but they just can't get it right. I don't know if you've seen this one, but 42-year-old Matt Weiss, he is charged, he's facing a lot of charges right now for hacking a system and accessing over 100 college and university accounts of student athletes and getting into their social medias and their iCloud accounts and getting inappropriate photos and videos for his personal use.
Oh, dang.
We are talking over 2,000 athletes,
Jesus,
mostly women, and 1,300 additional students from these universities and colleges between 2015 and 2023. Like I said, he accessed these intimate photos and videos, saved them on his personal computer, tablet, and then took notes on each individual and what they liked, their bodies, etc., etc. He faces 14 counts of unauthorized access to computers and 10 counts of aggravated identity theft. Each count carries 5 years in prison. But this is a guy who worked for both Harbaugh brothers. He worked for the Ravens, and then he was a Michigan football assistant coach. But I just don't understand where they're finding these people that are constantly getting themselves in trouble.
Like Corey Check? are they getting references? Right. Are they checking three references?
I don't think so.
No sense. And I don't know how he's able to access this if you know, assistant coaches have a certain database that they get into, and he was able to hack that database. But I think that he presented it as he was using it as like a way to get transfers when he was really accessing female student athletes' personal information and photos.
Right. Why would the football coach need to access a single female athlete?
Correct.
Right.
Correct. Yeah, but it is like a crazy, crazy story. And to be able to do that for so long, absolutely disgusting. But Michigan's got to pull it in, reel it in, figure out what's going on internally.
All right, Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning.
So, round of applause for Coach Wiggins, please, here at Watch Houston Mountain.
So, good morning, everybody. I am excited about the Celtics new ownership and just what the landscape is going to look like. I'm not as concerned.
You'll still get tickets, Wiggs.
No. But I'm interested because I really believe, because if the guy, and I'm kind of saying this like, you know, facetiously, if he doesn't have the type of money, he would be thinking like, okay, I can't really wait on this investment to blossom in 20 years. So I need to be able to make money early off of this investment, because if, you know, I only worth $6 billion and it cost me $6 billion to buy it and all that other stuff. So I am fascinated about the new arena. And we have this discussion, and maybe Curtis and I, we think alike, we kind of share a brain on this one. It doesn't bother me if they're not in Boston, because I think a lot of people, you look at teams and you don't even realize that there are a lot of teams that don't play in the city that they represent.
And we complain about the Patriots all the time.
No, the New York Giants and the New York Jets play in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Right? The Detroit Pistons play in Auburn Hills. The Washington Commanders play in Maryland. So I don't think it's as big of a deal. If they're moving to, I think people complain about Foxborough because of the inconvenience it is to get there. But if you remember, whoever decided to make them the New England Patriots was smart because of the region that we live in, because they started out as the Boston Patriots.
Our guy Worm was DMing me and suggesting a name change, New England Celtics, and then you can put them wherever you want. The issue with driving and getting there exists anywhere outside of the city. Like, there's no place where you can put, unless you pick like the intersection of 495 and the Mass Pike, how far out do you want people
well,
to have
I,
to go?
Remember, people are coming from all different types of places, so it's not about it. Like, people who come into the city, I've driven into the city for Celtics games, and it is a pain in the ass. If you live in the city, it's fine.
But people take public transportation, I think.
It always works.
Yeah, it always works. We know about that.
Always on time at North Station, but that's very convenient for people.
But I would ask, because I agree with Wiggy, how is he going to make a big profit? Private equity doesn't want to go in on the margins. They want to make a 15-30% profit within 5 years. How do you get that investment to that point absent an arena?
I think I would assume that he wants to build one, but build one in the city of Boston somewhere.
Right. I mean, I want to fly home. Right. I can't fly.
Because Boston, the way it is built in Boston, it's just too difficult.
We can't build a soccer stadium.
We're constantly building in Boston.
Yeah, but you have to build up.
We've
right?
had one arena in my life that built in Boston.
So if you have.
No, I'm saying we're constantly building up in Boston.
Right.
Whether
right.
it's Greg's big apartments. Yes.
Right. But if you're going to build an arena, because they build in, you know, they're building high skyscrapers, so you'd have to build up. So you'd have to have parking literally, you know, six floors
like
underneath
the garden.
Underneath
yeah, like the Boston
yeah,
garden.
You'd have to build, but you have to find that land.
Ooh, I have an idea. You know how around Veterans Day they have a game on the aircraft carrier? What if we had a ship that was the arena? Just dock it.
I don't know if there's enough room, but there's that White Stadium thing that is controversial because Mayor Wu is spending $300 million to build a soccer stadium for
a women's team,
the women's professional soccer team franchise. Like, I mean, there's land. You can find land in the city.
Is there any doubt that Chisholm's first thing was writing a check to Josh Kraft?
Probably. All right, but you're okay with him.
Yeah.
Being an out-of-towner. I mean, I know he grew up here. Yeah. You're good with him.
Yeah, because I don't really look at him as an out-of-towner because he's, you know, he's from here. And so he lives in California, but at least he's got family out here.
He says he's going to buy a house here.
Yeah.
His his wife's grandfather sculpted Mount Rushmore.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Fun fact.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
Real quick. Or actually, you know what? I'll get to my lead when we return, because we got to take a quick break. We are at Wachusett Mountain on a Friday morning. Thank you guys for being here.
You missed the little thumbs up from Ken when you broke on time.
What happened?
He goes,
what? Ken gave you a thumbs up?
You. For breaking on time.
Oh, for breaking on time.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, then I'm going to keep talking. I'm not going to break on time just because he's here. All right. We'll be back with my lead, and then they said it coming up at 7:20. Wick Grosbeck will join us at 8:20 on this morning's show.